Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Monte Carlo Fashions Limited Q4 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Emkay Global Financial Services Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this call is being recorded. I now hand the conference call over to Yuvraj Kanwar, Emkay Global Financial Services Limited. Thank you, and over to you.
Good morning, everyone. I would like to welcome the management and thank them for this opportunity. We have with us Mr. Rishab Oswal, Executive Director, Mr. Sandeep Jain, Executive Director, Mr. Dinesh Cogna, Director, Mr. R.K. Sharma, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Ankur Gauba, Chief Company Secretary. I shall now hand over the call to the management for the opening remarks. Over to you, gentlemen.
A very good morning to everyone. I'm Sandeep, and thank you all for joining us for today's earnings call to discuss the performance for fourth quarter and full year of financial year 2026. Let me start by sharing the financial highlights and then operational highlights. For the fourth quarter under review, the company reported revenue of around 280 crore, reflecting a strong year-on-year growth of 36%. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 26 crore, registering a growth of 353% year-on-year and EBITDA margin of 9.2%. Profit after tax of 5 crore as compared to a loss of 10 crore in the same quarter last year, with a PAT margin of 1.78%. Now, coming to the financial performance for the full year ended financial 26, revenue from operations stood at 1,276 crore, reflecting a year-on-year growth of 16%. EBITDA stood at around 227 crore, witnessing a growth of around 22% year-on-year, and with EBITDA margin reported at 17.81% without other income. The company reported a profit after tax of 112 crore, which is increased by 38% year-on-year, with a profit after tax margin at 8.79%. We are pleased to share that the company has successfully achieved its stated guidance of financial 26, delivering a revenue growth of 16% along with EBITDA achieved of 20%. This reflects the strength of our business fundamentals, execution capabilities, and a brand positioning across categories. Going forward as well, we remain committed to sustain this growth momentum and endeavor to continue to deliver performance in line with the stated guidance. Coming to the operational performance for the period under review, we saw a strong rebound in the sales across most categories. Our brand Rocket brand delivered another quarter of consistent performance, registering an impressive 86% growth in gross sales during this year. The home textile segment also maintained its robust growth trajectory, supported by healthy demand across all categories. Further, footwear gross sales surged 149% compared to financial 25, and the growth momentum is expected to continue in the coming quarters as well. Online net sales continue to show a strong momentum, recording a robust growth of 38% compared to financial 25 through our own website and external portals, reflecting the growing customer preferences for our digital channels. We remain strongly focused on expanding our retail footprint and firmly committed to open around 40-45 EBOs across India, with a strategic emphasis on Western and Southern regions. During the quarter, our retail presence was further strengthened with the addition of two new Clock & Decker brand EBOs, taking the total count to 24 stores. The company continued to pursue its expansion strategy through stores ranging between 500-1,000 sq ft. To enhance customer convenience and reach, we have partnered with quick commerce platforms such as Blinkit, Swiggy, Zepto to enable express deliveries within 30 minutes. Additionally, our strategic collaboration with Salesforce is helping us streamline the operations, elevating customer experience, and build a long-term brand loyalty through digital transformation. The company has successfully organized trade show for the order booking for pre-winter collection in February 26 and winter collection in March 26. Further, we have expanded into overseas e-commerce platforms for direct and indirect export through Zoom.com and StyleShop.com, and broadening our global presence. With this, we now open the floor for question and answer session. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Guneet Singh with Counter Cycle PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi. In the current quarter, our revenues grew by about 20%. So I want to understand how much was volume growth out of this?
The revenue growth was approximately 36%.
Yeah, 36%. So 36%. How much was volume growth in this quarter?
So we consider annual basis, and we have achieved 12% increase in volume.
That annual growth in the volume is around 12%, and this quarter I need to check, it should be around 18 to 20%, I think.
Got it. So according to you, what were the main drivers of this 20-30% growth? Did we take any price hikes, or what were the main drivers of this growth? I want to understand if this 20-30% kind of growth should continue in the coming quarters as well.
See, whenever we give a guidance, we give an annual guidance. And the reason for this growth is that increase in summer category sales, so which is increasing every year. So as we go ahead also, so as we told earlier also that the summer categories are growing faster than the winter wear categories. So the growth are more in summer categories. And last year we suggested that we should be achieving a revenue growth of 15%, and accordingly we achieved this year a 16% growth in our sales.
Got it. So basically Q1 is also summer clothing. So I want to understand what is driving the growth in summer clothing. Is it that we have increased our collections or more trendy design, or is it because we are entering different channels? What are the main reasons, and should we expect a similar growth trend in the coming quarters for the summer at least, if you can let us know?
See, there are two reasons for that. One is that the penetration is happening across summer categories, across regions. So another reason is that the loyalty customer base which we having in our winter wear category are increasing are in summer sales, so that we have witnessed in our EBOs. So both factors are helping us in growing summer wear range also.
Got it. And for the have we seen any impact of lower spending or higher inflation because of the higher inflation? So lower spending on say clothing and any slowdown in the in the previous 30 to 45 days of Q1?
Now, to be very honest, we don't see any major, I would say that, cut down in the spending from the consumers. But we see that some hike has been taken by the government for the petroleum and diesel, so it may affect the consumer spending, as it may give rise to some inflation. So that is the concern which everyone has, I think, in the Indian industry. But it's too early to say about that, how much effect it can be for coming quarter or next quarter. So that we need to see. But definitely, if the further price goes up in case of petrol and diesel, and if inflation goes up in the coming quarters, it may cut down some consumer spending.
Got it. And would you like to give some guidance for FY27 in terms of store expansion, in terms of top line, bottom line, or any
store
plans?
Store expansion guidelines, already we have given that 40 to 45 stores will be opened this financial year also. So as far as guidance is concerned, that the company is well positioned to grow in this financial year also. But to give you accurate guidance, we would do it in quarter two con call. So that exact guidance will be given to all our stakeholders. So as we see, there are some geopolitical issues, so because of that, it will be right on our part to give the guidance when we have more clarity as far as ground reality is concerned.
Got it. And we were entering some different segments like renewable energy, some project. So do we have any updates on that?
So I'll ask Mr. Rishabh to comment on that.
Yeah, hi, good morning. So we have around 40 megawatts of PPA signed with the Madhya Pradesh government. We're just in the final stages of finalizing the commissioning and the vendors for this. So I think in the next 12 months, it should be operational. Yeah. Maximum, inclusive of in everything.
Got it.
In this financial year, we will start billing from that unit.
Got it. So what should be the revenue and the EBITDA margins from this? And as soon as we start commercialization, would we be running at full capacity? I mean...
Yeah, as soon as we run, it will be run on full capacity from day one. I don't have the accurate, I'll share the revenue figures with you.
Can
you
make this? Oh, sorry.
It will generate a revenue of around 15 to 16 crores depending on the generation of the modules. And the capex will be around 130 to 140 crores of the total project.
15 to 16 year annual revenue. And
annual revenue.
Got it. And what about the EBITDA margins for these?
It's almost, the net operating income is 90% of the top line in this. The O&M cost is around 10%.
20%. Got it. So this is basically an IR of about 10%.
No. It will be around 15%.
You mentioned that the capex was around 140 CR, right?
Yes. So I will send you the exact working of the... We will share the exact working of the project, but we are commissioning the project at a projected IRR of 15 to 16% over a period of 25 years.
All right. Got it. So, I mean, for that, the EBITDA should be around 20 to 22 CRs. To have a 15% IR on...
So this will be highly leveraged also. I don't have the exact financial working with me right now. So if you want, we can share it with you over email.
But one thing which you can note down is that IRR should be excess of 15%. So 15% is a base figure. So it can be excess of that also.
For it. So currently, how much of capex has been incurred? And out of the total capex, how much debt are we taking?
In solar?
No. Still, we have to finalize in next 7 to 10 days. So accordingly, we take the debt then.
It will be leveraged up to 75%.
75 would be debt and 25% would be equity.
Got it. Thank you very much. Wish you all the best.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Manan Shah with Moneybee Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, in the current quarter, we were anticipating lower returns, which was looking to elevate the margins. However, it seems it is lower discounts which has helped us with the margins. So, are the returns as per your expectations, or I believe you were expecting lower returns in the current quarter?
The returns depends on the market conditions. We did expected that the return will be a little less, but I think it has come little more than our expectation, but it's in the line as far as market trends are concerned. So
okay.
Overall, I think we have performed well above our expectation in this quarter.
Okay. Sir, then can you share what sort of growth in the bookings you have seen in the pre-winter and the winter shows that you've recently concluded?
So that is still continuing. There are some areas which still have not booked, so we can give it in the next quarter.
Okay, sure. And I believe there have been some raw material hikes also in terms of cotton, I believe in wool as well. So have we taken any hikes or are we looking to take any hikes? And in the current year, we were expecting to close the year at around 18 to 19%. We've hit the lower level. So in the coming year, are we expecting to hit the 19% sort of margins?
No. We stated earlier also in our, I think, last phone call that margin should be around 20% including other income, EBITDA. And we have achieved that figure. So we expect to be in this range only. Yes, there have been increase in the raw material prices. But we have already covered before we went to our trade show. And we have already taken a hike of around 7 to 8% in our prices also. So we are fully covered as far as raw material hike is concerned.
Okay. Got it. And how are the... sales for the summer were going in the current season, given the summer has been much harsher this year?
It has just picked up, as summer is a very long season, as it starts in March and goes till August this year. So very early to say about, but as of now, that sales have been good. Let us see, in next 4 months are very important for us, like June, July, August. The major sales happen in these months. But we hope that the trend will continue. And we have good sales in summer as well.
Okay. And on the footwear side, this year was a great performance. So anything that you're looking into the following year, like how should a performance go from here on?
Yeah, so since the base is still small for is very small, we are looking at doubling this turnover from footwear category. Currently, we were focusing only on online channels, and that will remain the primary driver of this category business. However, we are also experimenting, and we've placed ourselves in around 15 large format stores of Reliance, and we are speaking with other chains as well. Also, we have identified around 30 to 35 of our larger EBOs where we are retrofitting the store to house footwear, and we are experimenting with those. So I think in a couple of quarters, we'll have a better feedback in terms of the offline performance. However, the online performance of footwear will continue to grow. And even with just online, we are looking at doubling our turnover in footwear.
Okay. And on the export side, we had exported some goods to Middle East. Any update on that? How has that performed, and what are we planning for the coming year?
Yeah, so Middle East, we had exported very negligible quantity, around 2,500 to 3,000 pieces. Out of that, 70% of that has been sold in the secondary market. This is only online, this is not offline, and this was an experimental stage. We are very optimistic about this vertical. However, due to the uncertainty in the Middle East right now, buyers are not ready to place orders for us. So we expect a delay of 2 to 3 months before we can get a repeat order.
Okay, got it. And in terms of the cash that we have on the balance sheet, you mentioned that out of that 140 crore capex, around 25% would be equity, balance is debt. So the surplus cash that is there then, how do we plan to then use it over time?
Already company is giving a dividend every year, and this year also I think the company has announced 20% dividend. So balance, I think we are also looking for the good projects in BESS also, in solar also. So those projects, some of the projects we think that will come in this financial year as well, or maybe we can get order in this financial year and can be executed in next financial year. So some cash will be used in those projects. And we will not go for any tender where the IRR is less than 15% to 17%, even in future as well.
On the BESS side, you said we are exploring some projects. So are these on the EPC side or IPP?
IPP side.
Okay, okay. So to complement our current IPP order that we want.
Manan Shah, I would request you to please come back in the queue for further questions. Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Viraj Parekh from Carnelian Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, sir. Apologies, I joined the call a little late, so if I'm repeating a question. First, I think I heard you're not giving an annual guidance right now, giving in Q2. But is it possible for you to help us understand what is the channel inventory situation right now? Channel stocking in terms of, this year, how we're entering into summer and winter this year?
I think I'll pleased to share that we are in a very comfortable position as far as our inventories are concerned, not even at our level, even at our store level also, even our channel partner level also. And that's why we have been, guiding the, even this year, we will have a very good growth. But what I'm saying is that the actual growth numbers or actual guidance we can only share in Q2 because there have been some disturbances in the market. Even though we have been very optimistic as we had got a very, we have a strong order book as far as winter season is concerned. But only thing we have to be as far as near to the accurate guidance. So we will give it in Q2 so that, we see that how these two quarters fares. If there is some inflation which happens because of increase in the oil prices and all.
So is it possible for you to give us a direction in which the 27 pans out? Can it be at par, better, or than 26, how it has gone, based on the inventory situation and already the winter booking which has concluded? part of it which is included? This is
a
direction. I'm not sticking with the exact number.
We'll be having a good growth in this financial year also, but only thing I'm saying is that ki actual growth guidance, like last year we gave that 15% we will achieve, and we achieved 16%. So I would like to be very near to the accurate guidance, so that I can only give in quarter two. But there will be definitely a growth in this financial year. A double-digit growth is definitely on the cards.
So I think last year also we were looking to, you know, open 40-45 EBOs. If I look at our end-year numbers, we have opened only 26 this year, from 471 to 497 net. I'm saying net we've opened. So when you say 40 to 45 new stores next year as well, is that only the, is that the gross number or the net number?
No, it's a gross number. Actually, what happened is that we didn't take any correction in last 3-4 years. So we took a correction of around 14-15 stores which were unprofitable. So we closed those stores, but otherwise we opened 43 stores. But that was a one-off correction which we took it last year because it was long pending, as we could not sustain those showrooms in last 3 years. So we thought of closing it and making company more profitable. So that's why we taken a decision of closing 14 stores last year. Otherwise the gross addition was same what we indicated. And this year I think the gross and net would be almost near to 90%, as I don't see any correction of or any closing of stores in this financial year, because that decision already we have taken last year.
The stores we are opening as on date, can you help me understand this average size per store?
It ranges from 1,000 square feet to 1,500 square feet, the average size.
And this is reduced from earlier stores which we are opening up, right? I think earlier we used to open bigger stores.
No. I am talking about the average. Some stores are 1,000, some are 2,000, some are 1,500. But the average size is around 1,000 to 1,500 square feet. And sometime, you know, we do get a good location, but the size is only 700, 800 also. And there are some stores which are 2,200, 2,500. So average, I am talking about this number.
I believe we are...
Like we got, just for example, we got a good location in Noida Mall of India, where the store size is only 650 square feet. But the sale we are achieving is 4 crore rupees. But I cannot leave that location just because it is 650 square feet. So there are some good malls or some locations which are very highly having high footfalls, but the square feet size is small. But and there are some stores we are getting where the store size is bigger, but the average I am talking about is 1,000-1,500 square feet.
So the stores in which we showcase our footwear collection as well, those will be bigger, so I'm assuming, right? 2,000 square feet plus?
Yes, you are right.
So how many of those stores we have as on date out of the network of 497?
Around 50, I think. So those stores,
okay.
Those stores above 2,000 square feet, we have home also and we have footwear also. So those are bigger stores and are, I think, around 50 in the total count.
The last question, I'll get back into you. I think our inventory is approximately 570 crores. I think the number of, despite, can we have some kind of understanding of how we're going to maintain our inventory levels or days, you can say, over the next 2 years? Because I think despite having a good channel correction, decent growth, the inventory number of days or the value of it is still quite high for us.
It has come down to 144 this year,
sir,
as compared to 169 last year.
Now we are opening more.
And as we're doing business more in SIS and more in large format stores and online, I don't see that inventory level comes down, because only we take the end sales. So when we only take the end sales and the inventory is lying in our account only at our channel partners, so it will remain at this level only.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much. All the very best. I'll get back in queue.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Shiva from Purnartha Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you're audible.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. My first question is with respect to the solar plant. It was said that according to Kusum, there's a 30% subsidy. Are we eligible for that subsidy, and is it included into the estimates of IRR?
Yeah, so that subsidy is for DCR modules. We were fortunate enough to get this tender with the exception of putting up non-DCR. So that is almost already 1 crore 25 lakhs cheaper than a DCR module, 30% cheaper. So you're talking about the CFA that the center offers of 1.05 crores per megawatt. But non-DCR modules are cheaper by that. That is available for DCR modules.
Okay. So ours is a non-DCR model.
Yeah. It was one of the last tenders to be eligible for non-DCR modules.
Okay. And the entire capacity is 49 megawatts, sir?
It is 35 megawatts EC. With an overloading of 30%, we'll do anywhere between 43 to 45 megawatts. We are still doing the feasibility study and the technical study, how much overloading we need to do.
And the PPA is signed at 2.79. What is the per unit?
Yeah, at 2.79.
Okay. Okay. And could you just help us with respect to what was the annual returns and discounts as a percentage of gross sales for this full year?
Just a second. Wait for a minute. Gross. Annual returns? Gross.
Sure. Return for 17% this year.
What was last year?
Last year 15%.
So last year returns were 15%. This year it is 17%.
Returns.
Yeah. But the discount the percentage discount? Has gone down.
Discount percentage last year 10.16 and this year 9.44%.
Last year discount percentage was 10.16. This is 9.44.
Of our revenue.
Yeah, for the revenues. Of overall revenue.
And understood. And I might have missed it. What is the plan for this year's growth in the show the EBOs network for us?
Exclusive. Yeah, already answered this question that the growth target we will the guidance we will give in quarter two con call. But what we indicated is that there will be double digit growth. But actual growth, what we can do in this financial year, we will give you in quarter two con call.
So I'm asking for the number of stores expansion.
40 to 45 in this financial year. It may go up to 50 also. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Sheetal Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hey, am I audible, sir?
Yes, you are audible.
Sir, congratulations on meeting and exceeding your guidance. My heartiest congratulations to you and your team. Sir,
thank
I have two questions. Sir, company had become profitable in Q4 after a gap of many years. I think 3 years. So, sir, is it due to some structural change you have made on your side or is it due to market dynamics? I just want to know how this is this sustainable, especially in Q4?
Yeah, of course it is sustainable, and I think the reason is that the adequate provisioning has been taken in quarter 3 and the discounts have been less, as I indicated, just it was 9.44 as compared to 10.16. So that was another factor which was helping us make it profitable. And thirdly, the summer sales have increased. We have seen that there is a jump in the sales in the fourth quarter. So that also helped in improving the profitability of the company this quarter.
Okay, thank you, sir. And sir, I am not asking about the guidance. As you have told, you will speak about it in Q2. But just I wanted to know, sir, what levers will play out in achieving your guidance this year, sir, especially FY27. And sir, what are the headwinds which you expect not to happen in achieving your guidance? Just a broad view, sir.
To be very honest, I think we are more confident as compared to last financial year because all our categories have shown results. Our Rocket brand is growing at a very good growth rate. Our footwear division is also contributing a lot. Our home textile is gaining acceptance year by year. So, and existing categories are also performing well. So I think all these categories which have shown growth in last financial year would significantly contribute in this financial year as well. So we don't have any doubt on that. But yes, as far as your question is that what can be the headwinds? So headwind is definitely the economy. If we see that there has been some inflation caused by some LPG or petrol rise, so that may deter some consumers to defer spending for a certain period of time. So, but that will happen for everyone, not for our brand. So that is the only concern we have right now, is that the geopolitical tensions and situation should get normalized as soon as it can be, so that it doesn't have any effect on the Indian economy.
Okay, very good, sir. And the last question is, sir, it's about raw material inflation. Sir, is it pass-through with immediate effect or it will take a lag to pass-through?
Immediate. So we don't wait for a second when the price goes up. So I think let us to be very honest that ki, before we go for a trade show, we normally cover all our raw material because we know that ki, how much expected booking we can have it on our books. So accordingly, the raw material is also covered. And also we take a hike of 6 to 7% or 8% depending upon like some of the material which is not covered. So to answer your question, yes, we are adequately covered as far as increase in raw material prices is concerned. So it
so
will not affect our margins.
No impact on the margins due to raw material hike in raw material price. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, sir. All the best to you and your team, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Rohit Arora, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Sir, are we expected to be profitable in Q1 of FY27?
See, I can't guide you quarter by quarter, but one thing which I can definitely tell you is that we would be better as compared to last financial year. And the exact guidance we will give in quarter two phone call. But one thing which I earlier also indicated is that the double digit growth is definitely on the table.
Double digit growth.
Yeah.
And sir, are we looking to expand our summer portfolio?
It's. I think over last many years it has been growing faster than the winter wear category, and that is why the contribution from summer is also increasing every year as compared to winter wear category. So that process will continue because being a tropical country and being of 9 months of summers, so this country is definitely going to outgrow winter as well and other categories.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
If I just give you a range of like this year of winter wear range contributed 45%. Non-winter contributed 42%, textile contributed around 10.2%, and accessories and footwear contributed 2%. So that indicates that ki, now we are almost equal to our winter wear range as far as summer products are concerned.
And sir, are we looking to expand our accessories portfolio?
Yeah, consciously we are doing it as the number of stores are increasing, so accessories are also growing.
We have accessories of only men, or we have accessories of women
both,
as well?
Both, men and women both.
And kids portfolio?
The kids portfolio is doing around 100 CR. It has grown to 110 CR this year.
Annually?
Annual revenue run rate.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question to the management, you may press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Ankur Gulati from Genuity Capital. Please go ahead.
And just one question again, and I think someone else also asked. Q1 growth is similar to...
Can you please speak loudly?
Sir, what I'm trying to understand is Q4 mein, we got benefit of our strategy jahan pe hum full season brand establish kar rahe the. Ye jo aapka strategy hai, ye Q1 mein bhi play out ho jayega, right? So the seasonality impact on profitability will go this quarter, or are you expecting it will not?
But see, in the quarter one, what happens is that we get returns of winters. So that is why it brings down my revenue. And that happens every year. So we are trying to reduce it, but as you know that the third quarter is very, very heavy. And the returns normally comes in the April and May. So that is why it reduces my revenues in that case. And the primary sale also is a little less. But as we go to Q2, Q3, it starts increasing. So the Q1 has around 12 to 13% of the revenues. Then quarter 2, quarter 3 starts building up.
So the 17% return which you refer to, that was from which quarter? I mean, 280 crore revenue booked in...
For full year, I'm talking about 17% return.
Okay. And just to understand the business better, jo 600 CR ka sale tha Q3 mein, on average, uska 15 to 16% comes back in Q1. Is that what you meant to say?
So it is divided between Q4 and Q1. Not everything comes in Q1, so some of the quantity comes in Q4 and some of the quantity comes in Q1. Majority comes in the Q1.
Okay, fair enough. So Q4 this year is up, let's say, 35-40%, right? And on the net sales basis for Q1, can we at least expect this 140 crore of Q1 last year will also have similar 40% bump, because at least the summer season, summer offers which we have, summer products have started.
See, I can't say revenue guidance for quarter to quarter. I can only give you an annual guidance, because there are variations in quarter to quarter depending upon the season, depending upon the demand. So it will be prudent for us to give you an annual guidance rather than quarter to quarter guidance.
Fair enough. And aapka jo annual guidance hai, the solar business is over and above that, or is it included in it?
Solar business is above that. I'm talking about our standalone business.
Okay, sir. All right. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Javier Thakur, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Firstly, sir, congratulations on a very good set of quarter four numbers. Coming to my question, sir, regarding the quick commerce tie-ups that we have, so are they present only in Delhi, or are we planning to scale this to the rest of India?
Yeah, so hi, good morning. So for now, we started off with Blinkit, and since Blinkit is more predominant in the Delhi NCR region, they also started experimenting with the dark stores in that particular region. However, since we've tied up with Swiggy, now our products are available in some dark stores of Bangalore also. Also, we are one of the few brands which have also onboarded Zepto and are in final talks with Big Basket. After we get Big Basket, we will have the entire ecosystem of quick commerce where Monte Carlo products will be available. However, the final decision where the products will be placed geographically lies with the buyers only, as with quick commerce players, we work on an outright model. So the final call is with them. We are not working in a marketplace model with quick commerce, because that will involve us taking care of the inventory. So to begin with, we are doing an outright business. So the final call for geographical penetration lies with the buyer as of now.
Sure, sir. That actually makes sense. Second question, sir, that I have is, sir, on the fast fashion brands that are, you know, coming up nowadays, how are you, you know, planning to sustain the growth that we have in terms of double-digit growth that we do?
See, first of all, these fast fashion brands have not come today. They are here in India from last 10 years. So Zara is here in last, I think, 10 to 12. They came in around 2009, and Shein came in around 2014-15. So we have been competing with them, and we have our own USPs as far as designing and fashion is concerned. And India is a very large market, so it can accommodate fashion brand as well as large fashion brand also. So we don't see any issue as far as our growth is concerned because of these brands.
Okay, sir, sure. And sir, on the online and the e-commerce side, can you just help me understand how much commission we pay to the e-commerce platforms like, you know, your Ajio, Myntra that we have?
Yeah, so see, these are all our trade agreements that we have with these guys. It won't be, you know, fair for me to disclose them here. But it varies, because we operate in all different models. It's an SOR, marketplace, outright, and margins vary depending on category to category. Margins are also a combination of margins plus marketing spends, all of that. So it won't be okay for me to share the exact margin that we are giving these players.
No, sir, that's fine. I don't want a specific number, but just a broader structure as to, you know, how do we, you know, plan these commissions.
So see, the commission, so one thing when we look at our online business is we never want to bleed money when we work online. So the base target that we have, we want to achieve the same profitability as our other verticals do. So all the margins are in line with the other channels. There's not, you know, extra margin that is being offered to the online channels. If that can answer your question, I don't know.
Okay, sir. Sir, and is there any difference in the margins between the distribution channels we have? Can you just throw some light on that?
Yeah, there are some differences based on the distribution channels, because each distribution channel has their own cost. For example, my MBO SIS business will have an agency cost and a distributor cost, whereas my e-commerce and LFS will not have that. My LFS has a lot of manpower cost. My EBOs, which are franchised, do not have that much pressure on the top line, so the margins are limited over there. Our factory outlets have the least margins because they sell products at a discounted rate. So margins vary, but the, see, margins is not the only cost component for each vertical. So, but when we look at the expenditure, the total expenditure for each vertical is within plus minus 4-5%.
Okay, sir. And just one last question from my side. What sort of revenue contribution are you expecting from your home textile segment in FY27?
I think we will maintain around 13-14% to the overall revenue.
To the overall revenue. Perfect. Yeah, all right. That's it from my side. And all the
rest it was 12%.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, we are seeing a growth of around 3-4% this year.
We see a growth in home textile segment as recently we had a very good trade show. So we expect that the contribution from home will grow from 12-13-14%.
Okay, sir. Sure. Thank you for your answer.
The next question comes from Sheetal Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up, sir. So the company is regularly paying a very good dividend, sir. A request from our investor side, sir, at some point you consider buyback also, sir. The reason being our share prices is languishing in the same range for so many time, and the company has good cash to go for buyback, and we are trading at a very low multiple compared to our peers. It's a just request. Keep a note on this, sir. Thank you, sir.
Any fair enough. Thanks for the suggestion, and we'll pass your suggestion to the board as well.
Thank you, sir.
The next question comes from Rohit Arora, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Are we looking to do more IPP projects after the completion of our current project?
See, it all depends on the ROI we get. So if IRR is good, definitely. We have been thinking of doing other projects in BSS and other energy area also. But it all, once we implement this, and it all depends on the IRR we get in those projects. If IRR is good, we definitely go ahead in that also.
Do we have to acquire land?
A separate subsidiary has been made.
Do we have to acquire land on our own to do a project?
Yeah, so most of the projects that the government gives, land has to be acquired by us, but we prefer leasing land instead of buying it because that gives us a better IRR on the invested amount.
And
but
are we looking
to answer your question, aggregation is done by us only.
Aggregation?
Yeah, land aggregation and leasing is done by us.
And are we looking to expand our manufacturing facilities, any capex in them required?
It's in the normal range.
It's the normal range of 10-15 crore every year, not more than that.
We prefer outsourcing our increase in production.
Okay.
And moreover, 85% of the production is outsourced from different vendors across India.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. There are no further questions at this time. I would like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
So thank you very much for participating in this phone call. And we reiterate that whatever guidance we have given in the past, we have been very consciously giving it and we have achieved it also. So just to remind everyone, we will give our guidance in Q2 con call, but we are confident enough to achieve double-digit growth going forward in this financial year. Thank you very much for your attendance.
Thank you. On behalf of MK Global Financial Services Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.